We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Throwback Live at 825 with John and Tammy.
A whole new week of Throwback Live at 825 where I pit producer Jess up against John. With five pieces of pop culture audio that can come from anywhere. Television, music, celebrities, movies, what have you. The score right now, Jess is in the lead. She has 60 wins to John's 57 wins. All right. It's okay, John.
I know.
It's all right.
I know. I got a lot of people giving me slack about this at Country Fest on Saturday.
Like what? Because
like, bro, she's just wasting you lately.
Oh.
And then one older gentleman who said he would rather not hear me talk about The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Yes. Did you make up that older gentleman so you didn't have to talk about it anymore?
No, I didn't. He's real. He lives in the Niagara Falls, Canada area. Just like most of my girls, my high school girlfriends did.
And his name is Ron Blint.
His name was, never mind.
Okay,
his
all
name.
Right.
Yes. Everyone, okay. Well, listen, people.
That's right.
That's what we do for a living.
Like
some people like things, some others, you know, don't.
That's exactly it. To each his own.
Well said, Jim.
Okay. All right. So our first category is celebrity, and it's a celebrity interview. Do not pay attention to the male who's, it's Jimmy Fallon who's doing the interview.
Gotcha.
I don't want him. I want,
we want the person with whom he's interviewing. Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So celebrity. Here we go.
She kind of does. I mean, not she doesn't talk like
Jessica.
That entirely.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
You are so good at picking out voices.
Yeah, it's a gift.
When I'm being serious, when you hear an artist endorsing something on television, do you recognize their voice?
All the time.
That's really a talent. That is. I could tell. You're good at it, man.
All right. There we go. Just one.
How do you know it's Gwyneth Paltrow? She said like three words.
I know. Here.
She kind of does.
Yeah,
I mean,
but now that I know the name, I can.
Like
now that I know
entirely,
the, it's right. I can see it, but weirdo.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Next category is music. Music.
John.
Yes.
Rascal Flatts, My Wish.
Oh, nice job. Nice job. All right.
Sorry.
Who was singing? Which one of you was singing?
You couldn't tell between me and Jessica?
No, because sometimes I thought, because you know how sometimes when you do that little, I thought you were doing that. Yeah, see, like
gotcha.
That. Okay, so 1-1. Next up, commercials. Commercial. Here we go. Whoops, turn it back up.
Now available in new cotton candy. That's 6 feet of gum, 6 feet of fun.
Say your name, one of you. Don't say the answer without saying your name.
Oh, Jessica.
Yes.
Bubble tape? No.
Yeah!
What the hell's bubble tape?
The whole thing with the 6 feet of fun, man. Oh, my God. My kids went crazy for that.
There was so much gum in it, and it would taste really good for about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
The flavor
like fruit stripe gum?
Yep, exactly.
Boy, so teasing.
Yeah.
5 seconds in your mouth, there's a party in your mouth, and everyone's invited.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And then, like, 5 seconds later, it's like, bleh.
It's the most boring party ever.
Yeah, right.
I remember my son Grayson having that when he was a kid. I think they liked it because he used to pull it out. It was like a measuring tape, like, you know, felt like a man, like, with, you know, got tools, and you could eat it.
I've never heard of it before.
Oh, yeah.
Measuring, or what was it called? Gum tape?
Bubble tape.
Bubble tape.
So Bubble Yum made it. A bunch of different ones did.
All right. Okay.
Nice job, Jess.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Movies is our next category. Movies.
More ships have just arrived over India, England, and
John.
I really don't think they flew.
Independence Day.
Wow.
I just watched it on the 4th of July, so that's why. I watch it every year on the 4th of July.
Wow. Okay, I'm impressed.
Have you seen the sequel, by the way? It's horrible.
Well, it didn't have Will Smith.
The first one,
let's
be honest. Independence Day wasn't that good of a movie.
It was dumb and fun.
The first one wasn't that good of a movie.
It was dumb and fun.
Yes, it's so good.
The only thing that sold that movie was everyone watching the White House blow up. That was like, oh my God.
I mean, and Will Smith was hilarious.
And Will Smith was great. The president's speech.
Yeah, it was.
It
was a fine movie. It wasn't that good.
The president was lame in that.
You don't like Bill. That's because you don't like Bill Pullman.
I do like Bill Pullman. I just don't like him in that role. He's much better when he's playing comedic roles.
What are you talking? What is happening in this room?
I'll get in the plane and fly it myself. It was like, oh, please.
That speech, you guys, the speech.
Wow.
The best speech in movie history.
Whoa,
like, what is going on?
Wait a second.
Might be an overstatement there, Jess.
Dudes. All right. You know what? I don't like to speak strongly very often, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Of all the movie speeches in history, like including like Luke, I am your father.
Which is not the right line, is it?
No, it's I am your father. Okay, okay. Just be quiet. Let's move on with the game. I'm losing here anyway.
Okay, here we go. All right. John 1, Jessica 3. All right, here we go. Our next
greatest
category.
Movie speech in history.
Television. Here we go. Television.
Four ships have just arrived.
Oops, wrong thing. Sorry.
John.
No.
Best speech in movie history.
Okay, here we go. Television. Here we go.
As you can see, each of our teams has a different set of props. They've got to use them in as many interesting ways as possibly can.
Whose line is it anyway?
Wow. Wow. That you just smoked them. You know what, John?
I worry you don't get out of the house enough.
No,
I really
come on.
I really do. I think you watch entirely too much television.
I feel so bad. I'm gonna play the tiebreaker because she'll never get this ahead of you. Are you ready?
No pressure here.
Just for fun, okay? Just because I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, this is John, Rock and Cradle of Love, Billy Idol.
Yes, now everybody dance to this.
Hey!
Rock and Cradle of Love. Oh, John.
Yeah, a little rough this morning.
Everybody loved the Billy Idol videos, by the way.
One of my favorite memories of last year was watching Billy Idol at Kaboo, and just every hit, it was just
love
awesome to watch, man.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Do you feel better now?
No, I lost still. That was nothing.
All because of that best movie
greatest
speech ever.
Greatest movie speech in history.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, okay. All right, more tomorrow. Throwback Live at 8:25 with John and Tammy on KSON.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.